We end daf yud aleph amid aleph towards the bottom, around 7 lines from the bottom. Baroish Hashana nifkida sore rochel v'chane. This was a zman pkide for sore rochel v'chane. And Rashi it said on the top of the omid nifkida sore boz zechroinom letoivo v'nigzar aleihem heroim. That's a taich pkide. So how do we know this? Omar Abelozer, Osye Pkide Pkide, Osye Zchire Zchire. Ksiv Berochel, Vayisker Elekim Esrochel. Ksiv Bechane, Vayiskereo Hashem. Vosye Zchire Zchire, Mereish Hashone. Ksiv Shabosoin, Zichroin Truhe. So Memele, the Zchire, Sai by Rochel and Sai by Chane was Reish Hashone. Pkide pkide ksiv bechane ki pokad Hashem eschano v'chsiv besore v'Hashem pokad esor. That's my pshat in the Gemara is the Nesivis says in the Zechoynes we say ato zeicher maisei oilam opoiket kol yitzure kedem. So the Nesivis translates as follows. Zechire is on what was done. Ata zecher maisei oilom, the maisim which were done in the world. Upoiket kol yitzure kedem, pkide is the gmul, the schar, or the oinish, which is a poil yoitzei from the zechire. That's a taich pkide. And that is also pshat what we say in Yalla v'Yavoi, Zacheinu boile toiva vagdeinu boile vrocha. That Zacheinu boile toiva means that the Rabbein Shalom should remember the good things that we had done, and the pekide should be lebroche. The gmur should be lebroche. So that's Sechmir, the Emerson, we're speaking about that Baroish Hashone nifkido. Nifkido, sore, rochel, and chane. So Batsim Hanegelonu is the pekide. So the limud d'asamir is as follows. We learn that the schire of Chane was in Rosh Hashanah. And by Chane it says, ki pokad Hashem est Chane. So we say the schire brought with it a pkide. There was a pkide letoive. Nigzar oleo hiroyim. That was the result of the schire. And mele, so it was a schire sheyesh by pkide. So who adin by Rochel also is a schire sheyesh by pkide, and by sore v'Hashem pokad sore, that means it was anegelonu is the pkide. That's why the Iker, the Gemara says, osi pkide pkide, osi schire schire. That means the limud is, we're not finished with the schire. The schire doesn't mean pkide, schire is only on the Eibishter Zeichera, but that does not mean that there was a Pekide, that there was a Gzardin, that she should become Uberes. But that's the Seyed Alimud. That just like by Chana was a Schira Sheyesh by Pekide, who had been by Rochel and Sora. Beroish Hashone Yotze Yosef mi Beis Asurim. Minolon Dersiv Tiku Bachide Sheifo. Bakesel yem chageinu ki choikli Yisrael hu. So memele, Eidus bi Yosef somoi betzeise el Eretz Mitzrayim. So here the Pasuk is speaking about, we're speaking about Rosh Hashanah, and right afterwards it says, Eidus bi Yosef somoi betzeise el Eretz Mitzrayim, and this is speaking about, Rashi says, Eidus bi Yosef somoi, basrei dohu kroksiv, dechokli Yisrael. So the geula of Yosef was Rosh Hashanah. It was Yotze Mibeis Asurim. Just I'd like to mention a vote I once heard of David Klein Zecheinu Levroche. This pasuk is speaking about when Yosef went out from the Mibeis Asurim. So he said pshat in the posik, Eidus b'Yosef somoi b'tzeisei l'eretz mitzroyim, sfas lo yodati eshmo. So he said pshat as follows. In Parshas Miketz, It says, Vayihi miket shnasayim yomim ufarei choylem, vihine oimed al hayoyer. So the pashtus of the posik is that he was standing on the yoyer. That's pashtus the posik. When he goes and told, when Paroi told Yosef the cholim, he didn't want to tell him he was standing on the yoyer. It looks like it's a stupid cholim who stands on the yoyer. So he told Yosef, V'yidaber Paroi al Yosef b'chaloi mehinini oimed al svas hayoyer. I was standing al svas hayoyer. So Yosef told him, Svas lo yodati. I didn't know that it was Svas. Eshmo, now I hear that it's Svas. That's something new you added to the cholim. Al kaponim, this happened Rosh Hashanah. B'Rosh Hashanah, botlo avoide me aviseinu b'mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah, the avoide be the shibut became bottle. That we had in Tosfos yesterday, that even though the Makkah started in Nissan, but the Shibud became bottle in Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv hocha v'yitzeisi escha mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Ksiv hosa masiroisi misevel shichmoy. So just like the hasara from the sevel of Yosef was Rosh Hashanah, hu adin, this occurred by Klal Yisrael. Hasiroisi misevel shichmoy, b'yosef ksiv bosa edis b'yosef. The Gemara says, Benissin Nigalu. Kediise. The Pasuk says that they were Nigal Benissin. Betishrei Asidim Ligoil. And the Gula Asida will be Betishrei. Osye Shaifa Shaifa. Ksivhocha Tiku Bachide Shaifa. Ksivhosom Bayeimahu Yitoka Beshaifa Godu. So the Gula will be in Tishrei. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Yeshua Imar Benissin Nigalu Benissin Asidin Ligoil Minolan Omar Kro Leil Shimurim Leil HaMishumer Ubo Misheishe Shimei Bereishis. That this is a Laila that's Mishumer for Geula. It's Meusad LeGeula. That's what Rashi says, HaMishumer Ubo LeGeula. V'idoch, so what does Rabbi Eliezer do with Leil Shimurim? Laila meshuma rabo min amazikim. Doesn't mean it's meshuma legeula, means it's meshuma min amazikim. It's a very gishmake kasha that the Turi Evan asks. The Gemara says in Erevin, if a person says, Hareini nozir biyoim sheben David bo, is mekabel naziris, that the day Ben David will come, or Mashiach will come, is mutter lishtais Yayin b'Shabbosis v'yomim tovim. Shabbos and Yontav, he doesn't have to be afraid that Mashiach will come Shabbos and Yontav, because Eliyahu Novi is going to come the day before, and Eliyahu Novi will not come Erev Shabbos, Mnei Tilche. So Mamela Shabbos and Yontav, he's allowed to drink wine. But also Lishtois b'mei achil. But b'mei achil, he's not allowed to drink, because maybe Mashiach will come today. Why is he also? We have our machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. If benissin asidim ligoil, or betishrei asidim ligoil. But it's either nissin or tishrei. So why is he also to drink wine the whole year? Mashiach won't come. It's either nissin or tishrei. As I frak the Turi Evan. So the Turi Evan says a very geshmaket teretz. He says as follows. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that there are two kitzim, there's be'ito and achishena. That there's a zman when Mashiach has to come, without schusim, no schusim, but he has to come then. And then there's achishena. Hayoyim in bekoilos yishmo, that he asked Mashiach when he's coming, so he said hayoyim. Hayoyim in bekoilos yishmo, even when shuvatons, he can come any day. So he says, the geula of achishena, that means if Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, so that can occur any day. There's not a hayoyim b'kayli sishmo, doesn't matter in Nishnan, doesn't matter tishra, and it's hayoyim b'kayli sishmo. They're choylik on the kates of be'itoy. If it won't be chas v'shalom achishena, no, be be'itoy. So there's a certain zman when he has to come, so the machloikis is, when is this man? So that's a machloikis, Rabbi Les and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer holds it's betishrei. Rabbi Yeshua holds it's benissin. Then he asks another kasha. He asks a kasha, it seems that, so this is a machloikis in Beita. So yes, each one brings a raya from a posik. Rabbi Lezer brings a raya from a posik, that it says, Tiku b'chayde shayfa, then it says, b'yemu yitoka b'shayfa godl. So v'aistachoyis, that, but that what he says, b'tishrei asidim l'goyl, means, reish chaydesh tishrei, tiku b'chaydesh shayfa, that means reish hashane, that's what, that'll be, v'hoya, b'yemu yitoka b'shayfa godl. The same thing, Rabbi Yeshua brings a raya, that, that b'nissin asidim l'goyl, it says, leil shimurim. So leil shimurim means the Seder night. Leil shimurim, that's meshuva, that's a night that's meshuma l'geula. So weiss doch euch, that the case of Be'ita will either be Yontiv shal Rosh Hashanah, or Yontiv shal Pesach, or the Seder night of Pesach. So he says, how could that be? The Gemara says in Erevin that Eliyahu Novi is going to come a day before. Eliyahu Novi will not come Erev Yontiv, Mipnei HaTorech. So how could he come on Yontif? So he says, that what the Gemara said that Eliyahu Novi won't come, that's on the case of Achishena. Then there's a cheshbin of Teirech, because it's not a kavua dikizman. But on the case of Be'ita, that it's this man, he has to come, so if this man will be Yontif of Pesach, or the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Teirech won't make a cheshbin, Eliyahu Novi will come. But then he asks a meiridike kasha, so he says, so it comes out al kolponim that Eliyahu Navi will come erev yontev shal Pesach, if that night will be the that's the zman of Be'itoi, or he'll come erev yontev shal Pesach, the erev yontev shal Pesach, erev yontev shal Rosh Hashanah. So he says, I bezei shver the Gemara. The Gemara says that one is permitted to drink wine Shabbos and Yontif, and Yontif includes all Yom and Tovim. It seems it includes the Seder night and Rosh Hashanah also. So how are you allowed to drink the Seder night and Yontif? Maybe wasn't able to. The Seder night, he wants to say, could be the Gemara means only by day you're allowed to drink. By night you're not allowed to drink, but Rosh Hashanah is shver. Al kaponim, that's the ha'ora that he asks. Stachoinim, Dol Chaner, and the Sfas Emes want to say in this kasha that there are two different inyonim. There's an inyon of Asidim Ligoyl, and Yoim Sheben David Bo, and the two different inyonim. Sfas Emes says, could be Mashiach will come before the Geula, just like he brings a medrash, just like by the Geula Rishayne, the Moshe Rabbeinu came, and the Geula wasn't right away. So Ben David in Geula is two different things. That's what they want to answer the Turei Evans Kasha. He was speaking Asidim Ligoyel, and they were speaking B'yoyim Sheben David Bo. Va'ozdu L'tamayo. Oh, let us see Taisus. Leila HaMeshumer U'bo Min HaMazikim. So this is what Rabbi Eliezer does with this Posek Leil Shimurim. Rabbi Yeshua tarti shamet minei, the kulu moide de meshuma min amazikim. He learns both pshatim. He also is moide that meshuma bo min amazikim. The muchach ba'arvei psochem, the tikon dalet koises lechai yesh azugis. The gemara in arvei psochem asks, how they misakon dalet koises? Dalet koises is a sakona of zugis. It says, so the gemara says, leil shimurim. Leil Shimurim, one doesn't have to worry about it. So Taisa says that is a double muskim. Leil Shimurim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that one should not shut the outside door the whole night. It's a leil, it's a Shimurim. We don't learn the whole Krishma Alamite. It's a leil Shimurim. Va'ozdu letamayu. Now we're going to have a little difficult Gemara. We just have to first go through the Gemara and then to figure out each pshat, each chelik of the Gemara. Ba'ozdu letamayu. Now we had a machlokes before between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar said, "Betishrei nivra ha'olam," and Rabbi Yeshua said, "Benisen nivra ha'olam." So the Gemara says we have another machlokes by the Mabul, and this machlokes by the Mabul is they're going l'shitosam. What Rabbi Lezer says here by the marble is because he holds be Tishrei Nivroilom. That what Rabbi Yeshua says by the marble, because he holds be Nissen Nivroilom. So first we're going to see the machloikis, and then the Gemara is going to explain a little bit what each one holds. The Sanya. We learned in the Baraisa as follows. Bishnas Sheish Meyei Shono Lachaye Noyach. Bachoydish Hasheini Bishiva Oso Yoim Lachoydish. This was the day that the Mabul started. Noach was 600 years old. Ba'chodesh Hasheni, this was the second month. The Mabul started. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Oisoi Hayoim Yudzayin Be'ir Hoya. This day was Yudzayin Be'ir. So, without going into the Cheshbin, so the Gemara means to say as follows. Since Rabbi Yeshua holds that benissen nivra ha'olam, so therefore he said that the Mabul started be'ir. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yeshua said like this, Yoim, this day, Yud Zayin Iyur, Shemazel Kima Shoikeya Bayoim. In Iyur, Mazel Kima, we'll see the Cheshbin a little clearer in Rashi, there are 12 mazolis. Mazel kime is the tail of mazel tle. It's a chelik of mazel tle. It's the back chelik of mazel tle. Yoim shem mazel kimo shoikeya bayoim. Now what this means exactly, we'll see soon, but just let's chazar ein deverte. That Rabbi Yeshua said that in Iyo, mazel kime is shoikeya bayoim. And just for practical purposes, since it's Shaikeya Bayoim, it is not Mesugal to bring a Mabul. If Kima would be Oile, then there's a Mabul. That means the Mazoles, the Hilacha Mazoles, control what's happening on this world. And this was a day, Yudzayin Iyu is a day Shemazel Kima Shaikeya Bayoim. It is Shaikeya, it is not going up, it is not, it's going down. So this is not a day that really a Mabul could occur. Umayonis Mismatim. And another thing, in Iyu, the Mayonis are Mismatim, they don't fill up. So again, Mitzad the Mazel, it's not Mesugu, that a Mabul should occur in Iyur. And mitzad the mayonis, it's not mesugul that a Mabul should occur. Umitoich sheshinu maiseyim. But that did not prevent a Mabul from coming. Since they were mishane their maisim, ishina akadish bochu aleyim maise bereshis. So the Rebbe Yisrael is mishane maise bereshis. Vehelo mazol kimo bayoim. So the Rebbein Shalom was Mishane, the Seder of the Mazolis, and instead of Mazel Kima going down, it went up. Maybe she was Mishane, the Seder HaMazolis. Number one. V'notal shnei koichovim mikima, and the Rebbein Shalom took out two stars. There's a whole galaxy. Each Mazel is a cluster of stars. V'notal, the Rebbein Shalom took out two stars, Mikime, and Ve'evi Mabul Oilam. That is what brought the Mabul. That is what Rabbi Yeshua holds. So what it says in our Gemara, and again, Alonu Deval, it says in our Gemara that since it was in Iyur, Iyur is as man that Mazel Kimo is Shekeya. Iyur is as man that Mazola is mis, that Mayon is mismatin. But Rabbi Shalom is Mishana de Teva and Vehela Mazel Kima. Period. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Oisei Hayoim Yudzayin B'Marcheshven Hoya. Again, the Gemara is saying, Ozlu L'Tamayu. This is a different machloikis, but they go L'Shitosam. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. that the Mabul started Bachodesh Hasheni B'Shivasa Yom LaChodesh. This is speaking about Chodesh Ma'Cheshvin, 70 days of Ma'Cheshvin. Yom Shemazel Kima Oyle Bayom. This was a day that Mazel Kima is Oyle Fakert Al Piderech Ateva. In Cheshvin, Mazel Kima is Oyle. So Memele Umayona is Mizgabrim. So, in other words, that this was a Mesugeldikas man for Mabul. This is a, it's Oyle, Mayonis Mizgabrim. Now we're going to understand, we're going to have a few words which are not understandable. Umitoich Sheshinu Maiseim. And since they were Mishana, their Maisim. Shina Kodesh Bocho Aleye Maise Bereshis. Now this doesn't make sense. What's the Shina over here? If it's Yoim, Shemazel Kima Oyle, and Mayonis Mizgabrim, what was the Shinui? That the Gemara is going to ask later. V'hela mazal kima b'yoyim v'notol shnei kechovim mikima v'hevi mavul oylam. Now let's go a little further. B'shloim l'Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara has two problems over here. One problem we have in the Pasuk. B'shloim l'Rabbi Yeshua haynu d'chsiv sheni. It says b'chodesh hasheni. And we have a klal that Nisan Rishnu Lachem Lachot Sheyashone, that Nisan is the first Chodesh, so Iyar is the second Chodesh. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's, we understand Ivra in the Pasuk. It says, B'Chodesh Hasheini, the second Chodesh, so Akochach, this is Nisan. Elo L'Rabbi Elozo, my Sheini. That means, even though, we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos, even though the world was created Tishrei, but the Seder Chadoshim is from Nisan. It's two different Cheshbonos. So if according to Rabbi Eliezer that it's Ma'cheshvin, how is Ma'cheshvin called Chodesh Hasheni? So the Gemara says, Sheni Lidin. This is the second Chodesh. The Din wasn't Tishrei. So this is Sheni Lidin. Now, Rabbi Keveger and Gilyan Ashar says, Ksamir de Kikasha Ana Redak. There's a redak of it. The Gilyan, let's see the Gilyan Ashas. El Rabbi Lezer, my Sheini. Zok Rabbi Kevega, I am beredak. B'shem Talgim Yoinesen. Shom. De Lefnei Azman. Sheyotsu Mimitzrayim. The redak says, Dachsimid Ramban says this also. The Lifnei Azman Sheyotzu Mimitzrayim, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Oyo Tishrei Chodesh Harishon. Tishrei was the first month also, Ki B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. So Memele, since the Brias Olam was B'Tishrei, so Tishrei was the first month. U'Misheyotzu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Nisu M'Reish L'Chadoshim, Ayin Shom. That means that what Nisan is Reish L'Chadoshim, that happened after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is the Chodesh is Elohim Reish Chadoshim. Now it's Reish Chadoshim. Before Tishrei was Reish Chodesh. In Cain, Frekt Rabbi Kevege, my Pochin and Ochis. So what's the Gemara's Kasha Rabbi Lozo? The Gemara is the problem according to Rabbi Lozo. Why is it called the second month? Akasha. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, since the Olam was Nivra B'Tishrei, so Cheshvan is the second month. Ela B'Lazda Ma'Sheini, Omi Koidem Oye Tishrei Rishon L'Chodesh, B'Shapik Olam HaCheshvan Sheini L'Chadoshim. So B'Kevei Geblais by Akasha and B'Redak. Okay, so the Gemara asked Akasha and Rabbi Lezer. B'Kevei Ge doesn't understand the Akasha. Fine. Now, the Gemara asks a second kasha, which we mentioned before. Bishloim l'Rabbi Yeshua, haynu d'shina. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we understand the Loshon HaBaraisa. That means Rabbi Yeshua said that in Iyo, Mazel Kime is Shoykeya. So, b'meila, Mazel Kime is Shoykeya, so that's not a Mesugul Dikizman for a Mabul. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo was Mishane. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was Mishana Maisa Bereshis and made at that time the Mazel Kima should be Oila. So it's very good. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Mishana Kimitech Sheshinu Maiseihem Shina Kadosh Baruch Alei Maisa Bereshis. El Rabbi Lezer, my Shina, what's the Shina? And for the Gemara, Kidda Rav Chisda. The Omar Rav Chisda, the Shini was taken not in Kima. Kima was a Kelt. Kima is Oila Machashvet. No, the Shini was Bereischim Kilkalu or Bereischim Nidoinu. That the water, the Shini was that the water became hot. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Rabbi Shalom was Mechamim, the water went to the Gehenim. Fakert, so that a mabul should be hot water, that was a shini maisa bereishis. So that's the shini. Bereishim kilkalu, baveire, bereishim nidainu, ksiv hocha vayashoiku amayim, ksiv hosam vachamas amelach shachocha. So vaysois, vayashoiku is a loshen cooled off. So memela vaysois before it was hot. Now, let us see Rashi. Va'ozdu letamayu Rabbi Elezer v'Rabbi Yeshua. De le Rabbi Elezer, according to Rabbi Elezer, de betishrei nivro ha'olam. According to Rabbi Elezer, since he holds that betishrei nivro ha'olam, is therefore mitishrei maschilin minyan shnei adoiris. So we start cheshbening from Tishrei. That means all the cheshbon is off on Tishrei. That's what he holds. Lefichach mabu al kochach b'machesh ben yorad. That means the years start from Tishrei. Mi Tishrei maschilin minyan shnei hadoyres. This is a key word here. That the years, if mi Tishrei nivra ha'olam, so memela, the years start from Tishrei, and the years change each Tishrei. So therefore, he holds that maschilin. Therefore, he holds me Tishrei maschilin minyan shnei adoros. Therefore, he holds that the year changes every Tishrei. Lefichoch. Therefore, he held as follows: mabul al kochacho. So he al kochacho b'malchesh ben yora. He held that the mabul started the malchesh ben. The yud beis chodesh oya, and the mabul was it took a year, 12 months. Uba chodesh hasheni b'shiva ve'esrim sheyavsha ha'oretz. And later that it says that by the gemar hamabul, 10 days later, 27 days in Malcheshvin, the earth was completely dry. See, holds, but Malcheshvin hoya l'shana haba. Then it was Malcheshvin, ubetishrei shelefonov, and the Tishrei before this Malcheshvin, chovu hamayim me'al ha'oretz, so that the earth started drying up. Shenasas haoretz kemin grid v'lo yovshe legamri uboi, and in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, because that's the pasuk, that the pasuk says that there was achas v'sheish me'ei shone borishin bechad lachodesh uboi, and in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei hascholas shnas sheish me'ei v'achas shone, then it started a new year. Hascholas shnas sheish meyes va'achashon. Then it started the new year. That means l'shitosai, since he held that the world was created in Tishrei, so therefore he held that what it says borishen be'echad lachodesh, a new year occurred. So akocha this pasuk is speaking about Tishrei. So the earth was completely dry the second month, so that has to be Cheshvin. And the year before was also started Cheshvin. That means, but this is only going l'shitosa, because he holds Betishrei Nivroilam. Umide le'kori le'achas v'sheish me'yes ad hashte. Since now, the next Tishrei, the Pasuk calls it a new year, Shema Mino, ein minyan hadoyres min nisan. So memele, so he holds that the minyan hadoyres is not from nisan. She'im min nisan maschilin, if we would start counting from nisan, limnoison, hoyoloi lichtoiv, vatonach hateva. That means we have dates before, by the anochas hateva. It says Vatonach HaTeva B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. So if the year would start from Nisan, so the Torah should have said, Vatonach HaTeva B'Achas V'Sheish Me'yei Shona B'Chodesh HaShvi'i Al Hore Yarora. Shekvar Nischad Shoshona Minisan. Shrei Oisei Chodesh Shvi'i Sivin Hoya. Because this Chodesh HaShvi'i is Sivin. This is the seventh month from when it stopped raining. And the Seder Olam is going according to Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Lozer holds, so Bemison, the Gemara saying as follows. Rabbi Lozer, that holds, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, Rabbi Lozer can say, that the Nazir state and say the Olam that the Shvi was Sivin, and Afal Pikein it stems very good that it did not become a new year then, because he holds that the Tishrei Nivra Olam and the years changed by Tishrei, so Memele Sivin and Macheshvin were all in the same year. The year changed by the next Tishrei. Shekshaata Moine. Now Rashi explains how we get the Cheshbon. When you start counting from 17 days in Mal Cheshbon, the Mabul started 17 days in Mal Cheshbon, 600 years B'chaye Noyach. So if you'll start, you'll add on to this 190 days. Now what's the Cheshbon of 190 days? Arboyim limei hakshomim, umeya vechamishim shegavru al ha'oretz. So the whole Maisa Hamabul was a 190-day affair. Nimtso kolim, so we have here, this is a cheshbon of 6 months and 10 days. Then we don't, but it's a little more than 6 months and 10 days, it's 6 months and 13 days because the Chadoshim is Echad Moli Ve'Echad Chosa, is Nimtso Kolim Be'Echad B'Sivin. So it comes out that Echad B'Sivin, everything stopped, the Mabul stopped progressing. V'Oy Sayoyim Ischilu Lachsar. So the Mabul, when it wasn't Iskabrus Hamayim, so it started settling the water. Shenemer vayachsu hamayim miktzei chamishim u'ma'as yoyim, from the end of 150 days after the 40 days of the Mabul, bo yoholoich v'choser ad chodesh asiri, it was going down till the 10th month, v'hu av shehu aside isiri liridus hakshomim, u'be'echad ba'av niru roshei ahorim. So Rashi says that it started going down v'shchodesh Sivan. Niru roshei ahorim v'shchodesh Av. Now the Mayim was covering the Horim when the Mabul was at its peak. It was 15 Amis over the roshei ahorim. So we had in a 2 month period, we hear that the water went down 15 amas. Bo yoholoich v'chosa at chodesh asir bi'ov, shu asiri liridash kshamim. Abechad bo'ov niru roshe yahorim. Is b'shnei chadoshim in these 2 months, chosru tesvov amo, so the water went down 15 amas. Shohoyu herhorim m'chuse mayim. The horim were covered, completely submerged. Shenema chameish esrei amo. They were covered 15 amos over the horim. Lamateto, so if in a 60, more or less a 60 day period, it went down 15 amos, shechosra amo labo yomim. So each 4 days it went down 1 amo. So 15 times 4 is 60. The teva was meshuke in the water 11 amis. Lefikach nocha, V'yud Zayin B'Sivin. So it went down, it was one Amma in 4 days, so after 16 days, the 17th day already, it rested on the har, on the top har. Ula Rabbi Yeshua, that is according to Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer who holds that the years change in Tishrei, so Mamela, he said this Cheshbon, that the Mabul started in Mal Cheshbon, and the Tishrei later was the 601st year, L'chaye Noyach, and then the Mabul ended, then the earth was completely dried by 27 days in Mal Cheshbon, the year later. Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Benisin Livro Ha'olam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Benisin Livro Ha'olam, Mimenu Maschilim Minyan Shnei Adairis, the years change by Nisin, so he holds, Yored HaMabul Be'il, the Mabul started Be'il, Ushvi Shenocha Boyateve, that's what it says, B'chodesh HaShvi, Hu Kislev, so it's Kislev, Bleimon Eloch HaKosov Chidushone, and by Kislev, the year did not change, even though it's after Tishrei. Lefi Sheina Shalom Mischadeshes Ela Benissim. So Memela, so the Gemara is saying each one is also the time made. That means what each one is saying stims l'shitosoi, because we see that in the Chodesh Orishoin it did not change. We see in the Chodesh Hashvi it did not change. Either the Chodesh Hashvi is Kislev, or the Chodesh Hashvi is Sivan, and it didn't change. So we see that Nisan does not make a change in the year according to Rabbi Eliezer, or Tishrei does not make a change in the year according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's for Oslo L'taymayu. The Yesh Poisrim, others say a different pshat, for Oslo L'taymayu, Midoma Rabbi Lozo, B'Chodesh Sheini Ma'cheshvin, that alone, since Rabbi Eliezer called the second month, Mar Cheshvin. So how is it the second month? Yislei B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. So he could only call it the second month because the world was created in Tishrei. V'Avi Mar Cheshvin Sheini L'Chodesh She'eschilu Bo'ishna She'eshmeyes. This is the second month of the new year. Di Lavochi Amai Kori Le'Sheini. In L'Seida Chadoshim Omrinen Nisen Reish Hashanu L'Chadoshim. So others wanted to say the whole Rabbi Elozer L'Taymayu, Rashi seems to say the Rabbi Elozer L'Taymayu is how the seventh month stims, that the seventh month does not make a new year. But others wanted to say that alone, that the second month, that the second, it's called the second month according to Rabbi Elozer, why is it called the second month? Because the world was created in Tishrei, and this is the second month after the first Chodesh that the world was created with. V'lav milsi, so Rashi says that is napshat. D'i mikri le'sheini, shamini d'i midekori le'sheini, shamini d'betishrei nivro ilom. If the raya is, since it's called the second month, so that's a raya betishrei nivro ilom, imkei my poch l'kamei b'shleimel Rabbi Yeshua haine d'chsiv sheini, Rabbi Lezer, my Sheini, Amoch Yalev Sheini Lebriya Soila. What's the kasha? Fakelt. Since the world was created, Tishrei, so that's a raya that this is Sheini Lebriya Soila. There's a Rashi in the end of the Masechta that has a different gilsa, but let's first see our Rashi in Tosfos. Don't see how much time we have left. Achi Garsinen Beseida Oilam. Rabbi Yeshua Bereishis. So this memre that the Gemara says, that's like our Gilsa over here. Rabbi Yeshua said, first Rabbi Yeshua says that the Mabul started in Iyul, and then Rabbi Elezer says the Mabul started in Tishrei. And it says in our Gemara that according to Rabbi Yeshua, in Iyul, Mazel Kime is Shekeya. So therefore, that was Shina Maisha Bereishis, that he made it should be Oila and not Shekeya. According to Rabbi Elezer, there's no problem. In Macheshvin, Masel Kime is Oila. That's our Kirse, an argument. Now let's see what Rashi brings down. Halchi Garsinan, the Seder Oilam. Rabbi Yeshua Bereishiv, Oda Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Yeshua Oima. Oisai Hayoim Yudzayin Be'iyo Hoya. Yoim Shemazel Kima Shaikeya. Biyoim. That's our gils over here. That in Iyo, Mazel Kima Ishaikeya Biyoim. Rabbi Lezer Oime, Oisei Hayoim, Yudzain Bemacheshvin Hoya. Yoim Shemazel Kima Oile Biyoim. Period. So that's the girsa. That's our girsa also. Now Rashi is going to explain what does that mean, mazel kima shekeya, mazel kima oilo, what's flying here. So now Rashi says as follows, galgul chama ogulhu. The galgul, it means that there's a galgul that the chama turns around in, and in this galgul there's mazolus, it seems. And this galgul turns. Galgul chama ogulhu. It's a round galgul. Chetzyoi lemaylo min akalke. There are 12 mazolets. So 6 are lemaylo, and it's turning. Chetzyoi lemaylo min akalke. Vechetzyoi lemato min akalke. And half of the galgul is underneath the kalke. Underneath the earth. Ushneim, and this is surrounding the earth. Ushneim also mazolos kvuyim boy. In this galgal, in this turning galgal, there are 12 mazolos. Vizeh sidron, and this is the seder of the mazolos. Tle, shoyr, t'umim, sarton, arye, psulo, moiznayim, akrov, keshes, gdi, dli, dogim. These are the 12 mazolets. V'simonech, tashat, tzav, ma'ak, gedat. Fine. These are the 12 mazolets. Now, these 12 mazolets surround the earth, and they're going, they're turning. Shisha mehem shkuyim lamato. Now, at any time of the day or night, you have 6 which are on the bottom of the earth. We have a circle surrounding the earth, a galgal that's surrounding the earth. Shishemem shikuyim lamato, vishishemem lamailo. Uchshaha galgal migalgal, and there in the galgal ham, that means the galgal is turning, and they're kavua in the galgal, so they move together with the galgal. Uchshaha galgal migalgal, ze oile mitzadze. So on one side, one mazel which was underneath the earth starts coming up. V'horishen shebitzad ha'acher shekeya. And the one on the opposite side starts going down. V'chein lo'ilo. That's how it is. Ushtei shois shoye ha'mazel ba'aliyosoy. There are 2 hours where the mazel takes for the mazel, which is underneath the earth, to come up completely. V'chein shekinegdoi b'shikui. And the one who was on the other side, so for it to go completely down, again, we have a cluster of stars, so for it to go completely down, it also takes 2 hours. Sheyekulon mishamshin bechof dalid shoish shel yoy. That in the 24-hour period, 12 day and 12 night, these twelve mazolis are mishamish. So it seems the shimush is the 2 hours when it's oila, then it's sheikeya. That means the ikir shimush is bishas aliyas hamazol. And that's how it affects the earth. Now, ubenisin, chaydish nisin, la'oilom tle maschil la'lois la'oir haboike. As soon as it becomes morning, the first mazel that starts coming up over the rising face, that's mazel tle. Now, Rashi says, Ma'ak gedad lemaila balaila. That means the night before we had the mazel maznayim, akrab, etc., they were lemaila balaila. Tashat sav lemato. And the mazel tle at that night, now the mazel tleh is going to start coming up in the morning. So that means during the night, the mazolis which were lamato were tleh and shoyer, etc. La'ir ha'boiker, as soon as it becomes morning, reish chodesh nisan, la'ir ha'boiker, maschil tleh lalois. So now the tleh starts coming up. Umoiznayim lishkoya. Moiznayim was on the opposite side. And the Moiznayim starts going down. Lisoif beishois. After 2 hours, tle kuloi oile. The tle went up completely. That's the Zman Aliyah of Mazel Tle and Chodesh Nissen. Umoiznayim kuloi shekeya. And Moiznayim went completely down under the karka. After these 2 hours, maschil shoyer lalois. So the maschil shoyer starts coming up, va'akrov lishkoya. V'chein kulo, kol chodesh nisan. Chodesh nisan, that means that the maschil, but it changes a little bit to say that the beginning of chodesh nisan, the beginning of tle's oile, as the chodesh progresses, so the middle is oile already, because it changes. Al koponim chaydish nisin, the mazel tle is oile, the beginning of the day. Yeah, mechain kulam kol chaydish nisin beiyo. Now by iyo shoyer maschil. Lishamish biyoim kol yemei iyo. The first one to come up is shoyer. Now, if the first one to come up is shoyer, which is behind tle, so that means tle started coming up at night. That means the mazel tle, which is in front of shoyer. So the mazel tle came up. The mazel tle came up the last 2 hours of the night. That was when it was oile. And the first 2 hours of the day that was shoylet by day is mazel shoyer. Chodesh be'iyo shoyer maschil l'shamish b'yoyim kol yimei iyo. U'b'shtei shoyis harishaynis goyimer aliyosoy. That ends the aliyah of shoyer. Shniyesh tumim, shlishis sarton, revi'yis arye, chamishis psulo, shishis maznaim. V'chein kulam. Nimtzos, if we're starting the day with shoyer, nimtza tle oile b'shtei shoyis achoynes b'layla. So tle was not oile b'yoyim. Tle was oile b'layla. V'chol ha'yoyim hu sheikeya. So that means these 2 hours, when it's oile b'yoyim, that's this man of the toikif hamazel. And after these 2 hours, it's called sheikeya. So now, mazel tle chodesh iyo, so it's oile at night, and bayoim it's shaykeya, the 2 hours that it's oile is by night, and the rest of the day it's shaykeya. Vikima, who's zon of tle, kina is the zon of mazel tle. Va'amabu, that's the tail of mazel tle. Va'amabu, bayoim yorat. The mabul came by day. The derech nekev shtei keichavim shenotlo mikimo shu mazel, 2 keichavim were taken out. Shu mazel sheyesh be keichavim harbe. Uminayin sheha mabul hischil leired biyoim. How do we know that the mabul started coming by day? Shenema be'etzem hayoim hazeh bo noyach. That Noach came into the teva betzem ayoyim hazeh v'hu miktani amuna hoya leinichnas l'teva sheyodu mayim dachku likonish shenema mipnei mea mabul. So the mabul started by day. By day, mazel tle, mazel kima, which is the zon of mazel tle, was shekei already. So that wasn't as man mesugul for mabul. V'utzrach, let us see the bach. Beis v'hutzlach l'sad l'shanois seide. This is my chik. V'hutzlach l'shanois seide b'reishes nimcha v'kein tzach loyme. יוים שמזל, יוים שמזל כימו שויקיה ביוים. The day that mazel kima is shaykeya bayoyim, that means that is chaydish ir, because it is oila at night and shaykeya bayoyim. Umayonois mismatim, and the mayonis, this is the second derech hateva, the mayonis are mismatim mechoyim yemoisachame, upoiski makshomim, so that means sai mitzad the mazel. It wasn't misugul emabul, because the mazel was shaykeya the whole day. Sai mitzad, the choim, the weather, the season, it's yemoy sachamo, it's not as mankshomim. So the mayones mismatim. Vishino aleyem seyde bereshis. The bainshon is mitzad, mishane seyde bereshis. Vehelo zon of kina bayoy. That means even though pi seyde bereshis, there is a galgal kavu and everything goes with a cheshbin. So al pisei de bereishis mazel kime should have been shaykeya be'iyu. The hell was on of kima bayoyim. The Rabbi Yishlelem was male, the zon of tlal which is kime. But not to shnei kechov mimenu, but niskabelu ha-mayonis, even though it's as man that the mayonis are mismatim v'shotfo. That is according to Rabbi Yeshua. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, there was a shinui in the Maisa Bereshis. According to Rabbi Elezer, the Mabul occurred Macheshvin. Yoim, so that is Yoim Shemazel Kima Oile Bayoim. Mazel Kima is Oile Bayoim in Macheshvin. Shebe Macheshvin Oile Akro Petchilos Ayoim. The beginning of the day, Akrov is Oyla, Va'achov Keshes. Nimtza Tle Oyla B'soif Hayoyim. So the last mazel that comes up by day is mazel Tle. So it is a Derech HaTeva that there should be a Mabul then, because there was a Zman in, by day there was a Zman Aliyah of this mazel Tle, which this, it seems, controls the floods. Ishina Leyem. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, Ishina Leyem, Lekam Porich, Mai Shina. Where was there a Shinui? Fakel, that's a Pidar Chatev. Now the Gemara asked the second Kasha. The Gemara asked, Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so Iyo is called Chaydish Hasheini. Ein Dersiv Shaydi, Shrei Iyo Sheini Lechadosha. But according to Rabbi Elazar, that he said that the Chodesh Hasheini is Ma'cheshvin, so why is it called Sheini? Sheini Ledin, Shenigzera Gzeira Aleihem B'Tishrei Shalafono. This is the second month after the Chodesh that it was Nigzera de Gzeira. Hachi Garcine, Bishleim L'Rabbi Yeshua Hainu Deshina. So now the Gemara comes back to the Kash which we mentioned before. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Iyur is as man that Mazel Kime is Shoikeya. So Memele, so it's very good that Rabbi Yeshua said that there was a Shinui Maisa Bereshis. The hell of Mazel Kime Bayoim, one Shinui, which is not Apidarech HaTeva, and a second Shinui, Void Shinui L'Takboiris Mayonis, usually the Mayonis are Mismayit. In the Mayonis are mismayit in Iyo, and here they were misgaba. But according to Rabbi Elazar, what's the Shinui of here? If I kept that's a Piderech HaTeva. So the Gemara answers, the Shinui was that the water became Roiseach, the water was boiling hot. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, V'chamas HaMelech Shachocho, Ustam Chamo Roiseachasi, Kedersiv V'chamosoi Bo'araboy. Now let's learn the top Taisus on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. El Rabbi Elazar Mai Sheini. So Taisus says, "Va'afal Gav the Rabbi Elazar B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'Olam." So what's the kasha? Why is it called Chodesh Hasheini? If the world was created in Tishrei, so Mameil, this should be the Chodesh Hasheini. So Taisus Mikol Mokim Nehei the Le'inyan Hashonim. The Gemara held that even though Legabi the Shonim the years we start counting from Tishrei, but the Inyan Minyan Achadoshim Emoinim Imena Likres Macheshven Sheini De Lachadoshim Nisen Rishin. That's the Pashrus of our Gemara, that in the Cheshven of Chadoshim, Nissen is was always not the word redacted that Rabbi Kibbeke brings down. No, Nissen was always the Rishon Lechot Sheyashone. So therefore, the Gemara say here it's called Sheini Sheini Ledin. Let us just start Tosfos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Yoim Shemazel Kima Shekeya Bayoim. Now we had the Gilsa that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Shekeya. And Iyer, it's Shekeya. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's Oyla. That was the Cheshbon. Now, Taisva says, Garsinen b'milsei de Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yudzayim b'mal Cheshbon, v'shina akodish bochu aleihem maise bereishis, Vehela kima bayoim. So Taisa says a punk verkehrte Girse. According to Rabbi Lezer, there was hela kima bayoim. So that means normally kima is shoykeya. Or be milse de Rabbi Yeshua, gabi yudzayim behiyo, goras yoim shemazel kima oile. This is the day that mazel kima is oile. So Taisa says a verkehrte Girse. Ubekuntres kores ipre. Rashi has a verkehrte Girse. Rashi says that verkehrt, that in Iyo mazel tle is shaykeya, and in Macheshbin mazel tle is oila. Zoktaisvis, the ein haseder came. It's not the way Rashi says. Why? The benissin tle oila betrilas hayoim. In Nissen, Tle is Oile Betchilas Hayoy. Bishoye Shtei Shois Im Chelek Echad Mishloishim Bisho. It's Shoye 2 hours and 1/30th of an hour. Achav Shoye Shtei Shois. Shekein Derech Kol Mazel Shoye Shtei Shois. Kidemashme Beperik HaMekabel. The Komrinen ad Emes ad Oso Arisai Midabre Vekaime Kime Lahadi Reshayu. Okay, there's a Raya from the Gemara in Bob Metzia. Now, the Yesh Sheish Mazolois Acherois Kinegdom. Ma'ak Gedad. The Yud Beis Mazolois Yesh Shekvuin Begalgo. Shisho Lemato. And she shall amaylo, vagalgal soivet, shemaschil echad lalois, maschil shekinegdai lishkoyim. V'chol chaydish nissen, tle oile lo'er haboiker, tle goes up, oi meroishoi, oi miznovoi, umaznayim shekeya kinegdai. That is the chaydish nissen, so the first one that's oile, is tle. V'shoyer sha'achar tle mishamish be'iyel. That's v'chol yimei iyel oile betchilas hayoim pa'akrav shekeya kenegdoi chen oilech seida kulam v'chol echot mishamish chodesh. Good. So that's no machloikis. Now v'omar b'peirik haroye the kima zon of tle, that kima is the zon of tle. The kivin, the shoyer maschil lalois beir betchilas hayoim. Since in chaydish ir shoyer is maschil lalois, mechlal the kvar tle oile kuloi at kima habo biznovoi. So Taisvis considers that Tle was already Oile, the Kfar Tle Oile Kuloi at Kima Habo Biznovoi. And it seems that the Zonov of Tle is Oile in Iyo. That means that so the Taisvis means to say that even though Tle
is oile before at night, but it seems like the zonov of tle is oile bayoim. The kva ola tle kuloi at kima abob is novoi. So memele, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, so it was oile in iyu, so it's not a shini at teva. Ube machesvin, obo machesvin, akrev oile mitrilas hayoim. Akrav starts first, maschel shir sheconnect the lishkoya. Vinim se shekvar shakuat le kuloi imabob is novoi. Is memele, so therefore, so Tosis wants to say that that's the difference. That the difference is that by Maheshvin, it's punkfaket. By Maheshvin, Tle, the Kimal Kaponim, which is the zone of Tle, is Shekeya. So according to Rabbi Lezer, there was a Shini Ateva. And in Eel, the zone of Tle is Oile, so therefore, there was no Shini Ateva according to Rabbi Yeshua.